Title: Layer Old School D&B Snare Snap Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building an old school jungle and drum and bass snare that has that classic crack, snap, and wait, but we're doing it the smart way, so you don't murder your headroom and accidentally make your bassline feel smaller. Because in rolling D&B, the bass and the snare are basically in a headroom fight. If the snare wins by just being loud, the bass loses, the mix collapses, and you end up slamming a limiter on the master trying to fix a problem you created earlier. So this lesson is headroom first layering in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, and it'll make your drums hit harder without turning everything up. First, quick overview of what we're building. We're making a three-layer snare. Layer 1 is the body. That's your mid and low thunk. It tells your ear this is a snare even on small speakers. Layer 2 is the snap. That's the top end crack, the part that cuts through hats and the bass. Layer 3 is the break layer. That's the old school texture, the vibe, the dirt. And usually, it's way quieter than you think. Then we route all three into one snare bus and do clean processing there. Transient shaping, a little saturation for glue, and optional peak safety. Clean, controlled, punchy. Step 0. Set the project up for headroom. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Then on the master, drop a spectrum device. This isn't to mix perfectly, it's just to keep you honest while you build. Now the key rule for this whole session. While you're building drums, keep your master peaking around -10 to -60 BFS. That gives you room for bass later. You are not trying to be loud yet, you are trying to be punchy. And here's a mindset that will save you years. If your snare only hits hard because it's loud, it's not actually hitting hard. It's just loud. Next, create the tracks and routing. Make a MIDI track and name it Snare Body. Duplicate it twice. Name those snares Snap and Snare Break. Select all three and group them. Name the group Snare Bus. This is important because it forces good behavior. You're going to balance the layers quietly, then process them together. You're not going to randomly crank three separate tracks and hope the master survives. Now pick samples that make sense for old school D&B. For Snare Body, choose something with a solid mid-range punch around 180 to 250 Hz. Not a subby thud. Not a huge cinematic hit. Just a focused thunk. If it's a bit long, that's fine. We'll shape it. For snare snap, you want short and bright. Rim-ish. Crack-ish. Energy in the 3 to 8K range. Avoid huge YDDM clap type layers. In jungle, the snap is usually focused. Not spread out like a pop chorus. For snare break, grab a snare slice from a break. Amen, think. Funky drummer kind of vibe, or a crunchy one shot that already has character. This layer is not here to be big, it's here to be believable. Now we do the part that actually prevents headroom loss, gain staging before processing. On each of the three tracks, put utility as the very first device. First device, always, so you're controlling level before you hit EQs, saturators, anything. Solo each layer and aim for it to peak somewhere around -18 to -12 dBFS. If you want starting points, set utility like this. Body at about -10 dB, snap around -12 dB, break around -14 dB. And I want you to notice something. Right now, soloed, these will sound kind of underwhelming. That's good. Layering works best when each layer is small but purposeful. You can always turn up the bus later, but if you start loud, you just stack loudness and lose all your space. Now put in your basic MIDI pattern. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep it simple. Next, we tighten timing with microshifts. This is one of those old school tricks that feels like cheating, because it makes the snare feel snappier without changing the meter reading on the master. On snare snap, nudge it slightly earlier than the body. In Ableton you can do this with track delay, down at the bottom right of the mixer. Try -3 milliseconds on the snap track. Anywhere from 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier can work depending on the samples. Then optionally nudge the break layer slightly later, like +2 milliseconds, to give a little groove and separation. What you're doing here is shaping perception. Your ear hears the crack first, then the body, then the texture. That reads as snap without needing more volume. Now we EQ each layer so they don't fight. Because frequency stacking is the number one reason people lose headroom when layering drums. If you stack three layers that all have the same low mids and the same highs, your peaks rise fast, and nothing feels clearer. It just feels louder and messier. On snare body, at EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 50 Hz to remove useless sub energy. That sub belongs to the bass line, not the snare. If it sounds boxy, dip around 350 to 600 HC by 2 to 4 dB. If it needs a touch more punch, you can try a gentle bump around 180 to 220 HC, like 1 to 2 dB. Small moves on snare snap. EQ 8. High pass much higher, like 200 to 350 HC. This layer should not be adding mud. Then a presence boost somewhere in 4 to 7 kHz, 2 to 4 dB with a wide bell. If it gets harsh or spitty, try a small notch around 8 to 10 kHz, maybe 2 dB down. On snare break, EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 HC, and consider a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz depending on how fizzy it is. The break layer's job is dirt and vibe, not full range domination. Quick extra coach note here. Break snippets often have a soft attack or even a bit of pre-noise that can smear your transient. So open the break sample in Simpler and adjust the start point slightly forward to remove any pre-roll. If that creates a click, add a tiny fade-in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. We want texture, not a blurry hit. Now we shape the attack to get more snap without turning it up. Option A is simple and super effective. Drum bus on the snare bus. Put drum bus on the group. Set drive around 2 to 6. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20 to taste. Then push transients up around plus 10 to plus 25. And important, turn boom off. Boom can steal headroom ridiculously fast because it adds low frequency resonance. In DNB, that low space is sacred for the sub and the reese. Option B is using a compressor like a pseudo transient shaper on the snap track. Put compressor on snare snap. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so the initial click pops through before compression bites. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This can bring the snap forward in the mix without a big peak increase, which is exactly what we want. Now let's add controlled grit. The old school glue. On the snare bus, after drum bus, add saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then do the pro move that keeps your decisions clean. Match the output to bypass. Turn saturator on and off and make sure the loudness stays roughly the same. If it sounds better at the same level, it's actually better. If it only sounds better because it got louder, you're being tricked. This turn down to win workflow is a big deal. Every time you add a processor that makes it feel better, immediately lower its output so the bus loudness doesn't jump. That's how you keep headroom naturally and avoid overcooking. Next is peak control, but gentle. At the end of the snare bus, you can add a limiter as a safety. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. Leave gain at 0. You should only see occasional 1 to 2 dB of limiting on the very hardest hits. If it's constantly limiting, don't celebrate. That means something earlier is too loud, or you're stacking too much energy in the same range. And honestly, the better alternative most of the time is just turning the snare bus fader down a bit and keeping the transient intact. Now let's connect this to the bassline, because this is why we cared about headroom in the first place. On your bass group, add compressor and enable sidechain. Choose snare bus as the sidechain input. Set ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and keep it subtle. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. You're not making a pumping house track, you're creating a tiny pocket so the snare reads louder, without actually being louder. Two quick reality checks before we move on. First, don't judge your snare solo. Judge it in drum context. Put kick, hats, bass, maybe the break texture, and then toggle the snare bus on and off. If turning it on makes the master jump a lot, you're buying impact with level, not with shape. Second, do a mono compatibility check. Put utility on the master and hit mono for 10 seconds. If your snare suddenly loses bite, your snap layer is too wide or facey. Fix it by narrowing just the snap layer. Put utility on snare snap and pull width down, maybe to 0 to 50%. Keep the impact centered. Now some arrangement ideas that give you at old school jungle energy without crowding the bass. For the intro, run filtered break and hats, but hold back the snap layer. Then at the drop, bring in the full three-layer snare. Every 8 bars, you can add a flam. But here's the headroom-friendly version. Flam only the break layer, not the whole snare. Duplicate that break hit and place it 12 to 25 milliseconds after the main hit, quieter. You get movement without stacking a full band transient. Every 16 bars, do a short fill using mostly the break layer, maybe with a high pass so it doesn't crowd the low mids, and automate the break layer up by 1 to 2 dB only during fills. That's a classic more excitement, same headroom trick. Let's cover the most common beginner mistakes so you can avoid them. Mistake 1. layering by volume, not by role. Fix. Body is body, snap is highs, break is character. Filter them so they don't overlap heavily. Mistake 2. No gain staging. Everything is peaking, then you slam a limiter. Fix. Utility first on each layer. Keep them quiet. Mistake 3. Boomy body layer stealing space from the sub. Fix. High pass around 30 to 50 Hz, and if needed, tame 150 to 250 Hz a bit. Mistake 4. Oversaturation. It gets harsh and smaller. Fix. Less drive, soft clip on, and level match to bypass. Mistake 5. Wide, facey top. Fix. Keep snap mostly mono, and check mono on the master. Now a quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Build the 3-layer snare exactly like we did. Then set the snare bus fader, so your snare peaks around minus 10 to minus 8 BFS on the master. Add a simple rolling bass, any Reese or sub, and bring it up until your master is peaking around minus 6 BFS. Now the challenge. Improve the snare impact without raising the snare bus fader. Only do 3 moves. Move 1. Snap track delay to minus 3 milliseconds. Move 2. Drum bus transients to about plus 15. Move 3. A tiny EQ boost at 5 kHz on the snap, like plus 2 dB. Your goal is that the snare feels more aggressive, but the master peak barely changes. That's the whole philosophy of Headroom First Sound Design.